Good morning, Lewis. It's a big day in the world of tech and finance as we look at Nvidia's recent insider sales. Over the past 12 months, insiders have sold more than $1 billion of company stock.
That is a lot, Alice. And just this month alone, over $500 million of the share sales took place. The stock is at a record high right now, isn't it?
Exactly. Investors are really piling back into the stock, making it the world's most valuable company. They're betting on huge demand for chips to power AI applications.
But it's been a turbulent year for Nvidia. US-China trade tensions and Chinese AI breakthroughs have been threatening their demand.
Right, and now Jensen Huang, the CEO, started selling shares last week for the first time since September.
I see. Nvidia says it's all part of a prearranged trading plan he agreed to in March. That plan set the prices and dates for these sales.
Ben Silverman from Verity Data mentioned that when the stock dropped in the first quarter, Huang didn't sell. That was smart.
He waited for the stock to return to levels he felt more comfortable selling at. And the price bump above $150 seems to have triggered his sales.
Huang started selling just after a 90-day cooling-off period for his plan expired. These plans are common for directors and senior executives to avoid insider trading allegations.
Right, and under this plan, Huang can sell as many as 6 million shares before the end of the year. At the current share price, that could earn him more than $900 million.
His net worth is estimated at $138 billion, according to Forbes. That's a huge number.
Nvidia's market capitalization has quadrupled to $3.8 trillion in just a few years. Companies and nations are pouring billions into AI infrastructure.
Other top figures at Nvidia have also been selling. Mark Stevens, a longtime board member and former Sequoia Capital managing partner, announced he would sell up to 4 million shares, currently valued at $550 million.
He's already sold 288 million of them. And Jay Puri, the executive vice president of Worldwide Field Operations, sold shares worth about $25 million last week.
Two other board members, Tench Cox and Brooke Sealwell, have also moved to sell. Cox offloaded around $143 million on June 9 and Sealwell around $48 million this month.
It's interesting to see how the stock has rebounded. Nvidia's market capitalization has regained about $1.5 trillion since its lowest point in April.
The stock took a hit following breakthroughs by China's DeepSeek and new US export controls on AI chips destined for China.
So, even with these insider sales, the company is still seeing strong support from investors. It will be interesting to see how this plays out in the coming months.
Agreed, Lewis. It's a fascinating story of growth, strategy, and the evolving landscape of AI and tech. Thank you for joining me on UK Business Morning.